Hello.
Hi, this is Honey with Local Splash. Is this Alexander?
Yes.
Hi, Alexander. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. Thank you for asking. So we actually have a client interview scheduled earlier. I'm so sorry I was not able to call you right away. Is this a good time?
Yes, it's still fine.
Okay, perfect. So please know that our call will be monitored and recorded for quality assurance and training purposes. So first, Alexander, we want to thank you for choosing Local Splash. Thank you very much. So the purpose of our call today is to go ahead and gather content and keywords about your company in order to go ahead and achieve it, the highest online ranking. So first, I will go ahead and verify all your business information. Second, I will be discussing relevant keywords and services that you provide. And then lastly, I'll be reviewing the Google Business Profile verification process, and then also we'll be discussing the next steps, okay?
Okay.
All right, so I see that you have already signed your terms and conditions, and you have already selected a security question. That's perfect. So let me go ahead now and verify the business information that we have here. So the name of the business is AGD Floors, correct?
ADG.
Yes, Alpha, Delta, and then G for George Floors. ADG, correct?
Yes, yeah.
Okay, perfect. And then the address that we have here is 103 Running Deer Lane, Princeton, North Carolina, 27569. Is that right?
Yes, correct.
All right. Is this a home or an office location?
It's a home.
Home address. Okay. Now, Google heavily favors businesses that show their address online, even if it's at home, and this can directly improve your ranking. So would you be, like, willing to share your address online?
I really didn't want to, but I guess I could. Yeah.
Okay. So we'll show your address online, correct?
Yes, that's fine.
Okay, gotcha. Thank you. And then, are you licensed and insured?
I have workers' comp and general liability. I'm not sure what license means.
Some of the business doesn't actually, like, require license to do some job. But on your state, do you have, like, a business registration?
Yeah, like you could do like a LLC. I do not have a LLC. I'm a sole proprietor.
Oh, okay. So, we actually suggest to go ahead and, you know, check on your local, business for licensing process. You know, even if it's not like really required by your state, because as I mentioned, some of the business doesn't like require it, but, because we will be like, creating a Google business profile, Google will be requiring some documents just to prove that you are really like an existing business. So, you know, the business licensing or, business registration are very helpful. Okay. So if you could like check on your state's local business office for the licensing process, that would be great. All right.
Okay.
All right. But are you insured?
I am, yes.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, we can use that document. So, because we'll be requesting for these documents for the Google Business Profile. All right. Now, on the address that I have, that we have here, are you able to receive mail?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And then your email at, oh, by the way, the phone number that your clients will call you at would be 919-763-5978, unless you opt in for your call for the call tracking feature. And then your email address is adgfloors@gmail.com. Is that correct?
Correct. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so, all right, thank you. So please check your email as often as possible because we'll be sending you updates directly to your email. So now let's go ahead and talk about your business website. So I see that you don't have a business website yet, and we are going to create one for you, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. So let me just go ahead and check what domains can we actually get for you. Let me just check here. Okay, just give me a quick second. I'm just trying to set up something. Okay, perfect. Let's go ahead and check domains. Okay, let's see. So we can have adgfloors.com. There is also, if you wanted to have like the location included, we can say adgfloorsprinceton.com. And there is also PrincetonADGFloors.com. So which one would you like to choose?
Just the ADGFloors.com.
Okay. So, all right. Let's go ahead and select that. Oh, perfect. So we'll be using this domain to go ahead and create your website. Now, please know, in case you cancel your services with us, the domain name is still available for you to purchase at $99, okay?
Okay.
All right, now we'll go ahead and create a new website for you. Now, once your website is up and running, would you like to have the ability to process your customers' payments directly to your website?
Yeah, I've never done like a online payment or anything. It's always been either cash or check. So I would just have to know the process to doing that.
Sure, no problem. I mean, this is actually a start wherein you can go ahead and, you know, get payments from other sources like PayPal, Venmo, and credit cards as well. Now, in order for us to do that, we will be needing a couple of things from you. So first, that will be the business PayPal account. You have to go ahead and create a business PayPal account. And then second is you need to generate a code for us to use on your website. Now, don't worry. This is very simple. I'll go ahead and send you an email with the steps on how you can go ahead and do it. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Now, something that's included in your package is what we call the call tracking number. So this is actually a Google-endorsed product that follows and exceeds all the Google guidelines. So this will allow you to track and manage all the calls coming in from our marketing campaign. So what we actually do here is that we go ahead and create another number with a local area code, and then we post it online. So with call tracking number, you will know exactly how many calls your online marketing campaigns have delivered. Also, you can go ahead and see and play back all these calls afterwards. So you can go ahead and, you know, review your prospects, listen again to calls, just to make sure that you don't miss anything. Now, one great thing also about the call tracking number is that this will filter out most type of scam calls or telemarketing calls. Now, all calls are still going directly to your phone number ending in 5978. So would you like to go ahead and, have us create one for you at no additional cost?
Yeah, I don't see why it would be any harm to do that.
Okay, that's actually nice, because once we have created like or assigned a number for you, we are going to post this one online to your Facebook account, to your website and Google Business Profile, just to make sure everything will be the same or consistent. Now, if ever you are going to remove this one, please go ahead and let us know beforehand so we can keep everything consistent, okay? Part of making sure that you get first placement on Google Business on Google is that we have all your details, all your accounts, all your profiles to have the same information. So if you're going to take out the number, please do let us know, all right?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, since you have the call tracking number, let's go ahead and talk about having a professional customer greeting. So this is essential to showing your prospects that you are a trusted and a branded business. Now, once your customers call you on your number, this is what they're going to hear. So it would say, "Hi, thank you for calling ADG Floors. We look forward to serving you. Please press 1 if you are a new customer or press 2 if you are an existing customer." Now, this template, we can go ahead and edit that as well. So we can say press 1 for support, or we can say 2 for accounting, 3 for service. however you wanted it to be. We can go ahead and edit this one. You can also select a male or a female voice, but please know for this professional recording, there is a one-time cost of $19. So would you like to go ahead and add this to your subscription?
Not right now. I mean, because if they click on any of the numbers, it's going to be me that answers either way.
Okay, no problem. But please know, with that feature wherein they actually like ask you to click one or click two, that actually filters out scam calls, because telemarketing or scam calls are like, they use like that automated system. So the computer is not like able to recognize if there is like a press one or press two. So that automatically drops the calls and you don't receive, you know, telemarketing calls or scam calls. But anyways, once you're ready, just in case, you know, in the future, you'd like to go ahead and have like a professional recording, just go ahead and let us know so we can set it up for you. Okay.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
All righty. Now next is, have you heard about Google Workspace?
No.
Okay, so Google Workspace is actually a Google product that is designed for emails, documents, and calendars. So with your new website domain and Google Workspace, you can actually get an email that matches your domain for instant credibility. So we have your domain as adgfloors.com. We can set up an email for you which would say support@adgfloors.com. Or we could say info@adgfloors.com. Or we can also put your name, Alexander@adgfloors.com. Now that adds credibility to your company and actually a great, you know, step to go ahead and, you know, branding your business. Now also, you will be receiving enough cloud storage to go ahead and store your invoices or your photos or any important documents that you wanted to be available to you in just a click of a button. This will help you to have the ability to easily work with your team by sharing a drive of documents, you know, for easier and more efficient connections. Also, this has an integrated calendar. So what you can do is that you can go ahead and if you have like a service work or service request in the future, you can go ahead and add this service works to your calendar just to make sure that you put everything there and you don't miss out any service call. You can put notes on it or also assign it to people if you have staff that's working for you or under, you know, you have people working for you, and you can also like put a reminder to you, like you can give you a reminder a day before or hours before. Now for this, for the Google Workspace, please note that the starting price per activation is $99, and then there will be $19 per month thereafter. So would you like to go ahead and add this one to your subscription?
Not right now. Like I was telling Joey, I'm kind of on like a money crunch, so I can't really do anything else as far as adding services at a cost.
Okay, no problem. It's totally fine. I mean, these are just added services that we would like to offer, but of course, we can still like, you know, continue and have your campaign running without this one. So, and whenever like you're ready and you have like the budget already, just go ahead and let us know. We can go ahead and like set it up for you. Okay. Now next, let's go over with your keywords. So these are the keywords. This will be the services that your consumers are going to be typing online to find your business. I see here that you do floors,
yes.
Flooring services. Mm-hmm. So can I ask, like, what is your main service and what would you like your potential customers to find you for?
I do flooring installation. I could do hardwood, LVP, laminate. I could do floor repairs, and I could also do custom design.
Repairs. Okay. Let me go ahead and check here what keywords can we use.
Maybe flooring installation.
Yeah,
which,
that would be like
floor. I don't think the flooring installation is like a broad statement because you know, there's many types of flooring, and I don't do all flooring. I just certain flooring.
You know what? Here's what we're going to do. I have here some keywords. We can still say like flooring services, but we will also put like keywords of what exactly or what type of floorings you actually like. What type of floorings you actually
hardwood.
Install. So
yeah.
Yes, like something like that. We can like go ahead and go broad, and then we'll go ahead and like narrow it down to the specific service. So we can put here, you are a flooring contractor. So we'll put flooring contractor. We'll put mm-hmm. flooring services. You do laminate flooring, right?
Yes, yes.
Okay, perfect. How about vinyl flooring?
No.
No? Okay, let's take that off. Yeah, you don't do vinyl. How about linoleum? Sorry, I mispronounced that. Linoleum. Yes, sorry.
Yes.
No? Okay, let's take this off. Because we have like, we have a list of, you know, keywords that we use, that we have
yeah.
like
so
ready
do,
for our clients. Hardwood.
I do, I do hardwood. I also, does it show luxury vinyl plank or has it not shown that?
It actually did, and I took it off. I'm so sorry. Do you do this one? Luxury vinyl
yes.
planking.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Okay. Let me add that back. I'm so sorry. I actually took it off because I thought you don't do vinyl. I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
So
I was thinking that
back.
Vinyl was like the linoleum.
Uh-huh. Oh.
Yeah.
But do you do vinyl?
Yeah. Luxury vinyl plank, yes.
Yeah. Yes, okay. So I have your laminate flooring, luxury vinyl planking, hardwood flooring. Okay, yes, you do that. How about carpet flooring?
No.
No? Okay, let's take this off. VCT flooring?
No.
Okay. Vinyl composite tile?
No.
Okay, let's set it off. Mohawk flooring?
Yes.
Okay, you do this one. And what you mentioned earlier, you also do hardwood repair, correct?
Correct, yeah.
Okay, I'll go ahead and add hardwood flooring repair.
Yeah.
And installation, right?
Yeah, yes.
Okay, let me add installation as well. Okay. Mm-hmm. What else did you add? You do custom designs, correct?
Yes.
Okay. So we can say custom designs flooring. Does it sound right?
Yes.
Custom design flooring.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. All right. So what else would you like to add?
Nothing else that I could think of. Seems to be everything.
Okay. So don't worry, because I'll be sending you an email with the keywords that we just went over. Just in case you wanted to add more, just go ahead and respond to my email and then let me know which ones would you like to add, okay? So we can add it right away.
Okay.
Alrighty. Now, next part of our interview is going to be just a couple of quick questions about yourself, the business. You know, we just wanted to get a better idea of how we are going to market to online. Tell us, like, is there anything unique about your business or, like, what sets you apart from your competitors?
I have a pretty good name for quality in the business. A lot of people look for, you know, fast and, you know, who can get it done the quickest. I focus more on custom work and getting it done the right way the first time so that nobody has to go back and fix it. So I focus more on quality rather than speed. I mean, I'm pretty proficient at what I do, but I focus mm-hmm. more on quality.
And from me. Okay, and put here good quality, fast and reliable, focuses on custom work and make sure it's done right. What else? Did I miss something?
No, I think that was it.
Okay, perfect. Do you also like offer free estimates?
Yes.
Okay, great. And are you like locally owned and operated or family owned business?
No, it's just me by myself. So I don't know what that would be considered, like a locally.
Locally owned. Okay, locally owned. What else? How about your pricing? Would you say you offer affordable prices than the rest, or you have competitive pricing?
I will say that I'm not the cheapest. So I don't know if I'll necessarily be affordable. Maybe competitive.
Competitive. Okay. We can go ahead and write that.
Yeah, because I feel like when everybody sees affordable, they think that you're going to do it for little to nothing, and I don't like marketing myself like that.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah, I feel you. Sometimes it happens like that, and then, you know, of course, there is a cost for quality. I mean, if you wanted to have, like, good service, it comes with a price as well. But, of course, it will be good pricing.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Based on your customers' feedback, what do they, like, tell about your company? Like, what do they love about your company or the business?
They love the attention to detail. They love the quality. They love the customer service as well. I'm prompt and professional with everything that I do. If there's a hiccup in the job, I let them know immediately. I'm pretty communicative towards them. If they want a custom design, I do communicate with them that it's going to be it's not going to be a fixed price. It's going to be on a rate of, you know, how long it takes me to do it, but like on a time basis.
Mhm.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, great. Let me add that as well. Shows up on time. What we actually do with this, why we're asking this one is that when we build your website, we are like going to, you know, be creating things about you, good things about the business. So this really like helps for us to know what words or what great words to go ahead and put into your website. So thank you very much. This is very helpful. Okay. And next is do you have like a mission statement already?
I'm sorry, what is that?
Yes. Do you have like a mission statement?
What is a mission statement?
A mission statement is something that outlines your company's goals. So we will be putting this one on your website. If you don't have one, I can actually like help you out. Do you have like anything you wanted to highlight about your mission?
Right now I'm just trying to start up the business and survive right now. Honestly, I don't know.
Okay.
Like, I haven't thought of any goals or anything for the business. I would love it to be successful, but I just feel like over time it'll come, hopefully.
Well, I totally agree with that. I mean, everything starts in small, but, you know, that's the reason why we're here, to go ahead and help you out, get more customers. So let's see. We can go ahead and highlight quality. That's one. And how about the pricing? Because we offer, like, maybe we can say at a good price. Quality at a good price. Would you?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, let's do that. Let me see what I can come up for you. So you do flooring service. Okay. Let's see. Oh, here. So we can say, at ADG Floors, our mission is to provide top quality flooring solutions and exceptional prices. We are dedicated to delivering superior craftsmanship, reliability, and value, ensuring every project meets your high standards and exceeds customers' expectations.
Yeah, that's perfect.
Do you like that?
Yes, it does sound perfect.
Alrighty, let's go ahead and use that. And then, okay, next would be our tagline and slogan.
I'm sorry, I'm not really good at articulating myself. So
it's all right. I can actually help. We can say quality. We can say quality floors, fair prices, or we can actually say where quality meets affordability, or we can say affordable excellence in every step. Let's see if we can have more. Here. Elegant and value in every step.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Yeah. I agree. So this one's nice. It's very well. Okay, let's use this. You should be able to see this one once your website is up. We will go ahead and like post this one as well. So you will see the tagline, the mission statement. Okay. All right. Now, next is how many years have you been running this business?
8 years.
Eight years. So that's gonna be, okay, I'm pretty bad at math. Let me calculate that. So that's 2024 minus 8 years. So 2016.
Yes.
Okay, but that's when you started the business. How about go ahead.
I have a quick question. So I don't have like a LLC or anything, though. That's a problem. I've had my business since 2016, but I've always been a sole proprietor because I have never thought about bringing it to the next level. If that makes sense.
Yes, that's totally fine. I mean, it's actually not pretty, it's not really like required to have like the LLC. As long as, at least you can go ahead and like provide a business registration or something that shows that you are really like a business, a licensed business on your state, something like that. Because when we go ahead and do the Google business profile, Google is very strict and they wanted to make sure that whatever they post on Google are legitimate business. So that's one way for us to like tell Google like, yeah, we are a legitimate business. Here are our documents.
Yeah. I just have to, because I know in the state of North Carolina, you don't necessarily have to register for the type of business that I do. You don't have to register your business as a business as long as you don't have any employees.
Yes, there are states that actually does that.
Yeah.
But you are insured, so I think we can still go ahead and use the insurance. I mean, if you don't have like any type of business registration or licensing, yeah, we can just go ahead and use the insurance. Anyway, once we send the documents to Google, they will actually get back to us and say whatever documents they may need extra. So by then, if it's like really required, to get your business verified, then that's the time we would like, we would request for you to go check on your local state. But if not, then that would be great.
Okay.
Alrighty. Okay. By the way, how many employees do you have at the moment?
It's just me at the moment.
Okay, just you. So I'll put one. And you do both residential and commercial?
Mostly residential. Commercial's a little bit too big for me.
Okay, so I'll just put here residential. And how about your hours of operation?
What did you say? I'm sorry?
Yes, your hours of operation.
8 to 6.
Eight a.m. to six p.m. This is Mondays or Fridays, or do you include weekends?
Weekends is fine as well.
Okay, so I'll put here 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. That's Monday to Sunday, correct?
Yes.
All right. Perfect. And how about the payments you accepted? You mentioned you only do cash and check at the moment, right?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, cash and check. But yes, once we have set up the, you know, the payment system where your customers can go ahead and pay you through your website, then we can just go ahead and add others. Okay, so now that I've gathered all your business information, I'm going to go ahead and send this one to our provisioning team. So again, we will optimize your business for the best leads from the top directories and top websites such as Google, Facebook, and then Yelp. Now, talking about Google, we are going to create a Google business profile for you, correct?
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Now, we will be requesting for the cities that you'd like to target. So we will be asking for 5. Also, please note that these cities should not be more than 2 hours away from your location.
Okay.
All right. So,
Clayton, North Carolina.
Clayton. Okay. That's C-L-A-Y-T-O-N, correct?
Yes, correct.
All right. Okay, next.
Raleigh, North Carolina.
Oh, could you kindly spell that out for me, please?
R-A-L-E-I-G-H.
H, gotcha. Next.
Apex, A-P-E-X, North Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
Emerald Isle, North Carolina.
Could you kind of spell it out?
Yes, E-M-E-R-A-L-D, and then space. I-S-L-E.
Okay. So we have 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay, one more.
Greenville, North Carolina. G-R-E-E-N-V-I-L-L-E.
Okay. Okay. All right. Now, okay. As I mentioned earlier, we are going to create a Google business profile for you and then optimize it. Now, please know that Google will be requiring one or two verifications, and they will be the one to determine which verification method they're going to use. Now, verification is very important to show your business on the Google search and maps. Verifications will be done either video, it could be phone, email, or postcard. So we will be requiring your assistance and cooperation during the process. So video verification has the highest likelihood to occur. As you are the business owner, it is very important that you do the process by uploading a video showing your location, your equipment, and then your proof of management. So we will provide you with instructions and the requirements via email. So you have it handy, like you have your guide. Now, if in case the postcard method is used, you will receive one in about 5 to 7 days to the address that you gave me earlier. You can go ahead and reach out to us with a code, or you can also enter it yourself on your client dashboard. Now, if you have troubles with the video verification, you can go ahead and shorten the length of the video. We recommend 1 to 3 minutes. However, it can be as low as 30 seconds as well. Now, you can also lower the video quality on your phone if the video file is too large. Just please make sure that you are in a location with a stable internet connection, and that way there will be no interruptions. Now, it is imperative for the optimization process with Google that you start checking your mail for the PV code 3 days after we send it and every day after. So it will look like a postcard or a junk mail. So please be diligent about checking your postcard. Also warn whoever is checking the mail to look for it, and let us know the code immediately once you receive it. Now, okay. As I mentioned earlier, to get your Google business profile verified, Google will be needing some information to proceed further. So we sent you an email. It's called Action Needed, Pictures Needed for Google Verification. So we will be requiring you for pictures of your tools and equipment, your work vehicle or license plate, business license and insurance, business card, business registration, your invoice, your workplace. So just go ahead and send us whatever you have available, okay? To provide us with the documents, you can either reply to the email or you can fill out the form that is also included in the email. Now, don't worry, because we will be following up with Google and we will let you know if anything else is needed, all right?
Okay, as far as the business registration, like I said, I don't think I'm required to register my business because I'm not like a company with employees, but I guess you guys will talk to Google about that, or how would that work?
Don't worry, because once we go ahead and like send out the information to them, if in case they needed something else, we will go ahead and let them know, and we will actually like help you out. We'll work out and find a way for us to make sure that you get verified. Okay. Yeah, don't worry. We will help you out on this one. So we will be working together to make sure that you get your account verified and, you know, you can be seen right away on Google search. So once you get verified, once customers, like, look for businesses around your location, if they, like, they need flooring service, then your Google business profile will actually pop out. All right. Now, one of our newest features is we go ahead and create weekly occurring posts on behalf of the business. So these posts are actually a great way to get attention and real estate on Google, as well as improve your optimization. So we will be creating contents about your business, what you do, what are the things that set you apart from other competitors. Everything that we have like asked you about earlier, we'll create posts about that. So all the good stuff about the business. Now, you will be able to preview before this goes live. You can go ahead and track them. You can edit. You can also delete. You can go ahead and create your own post as well if you want to go ahead and, you know, post. You can do this these things on your client dashboard. So you have full control on this post as well. So, yes, I wanted to ask, would you like to go ahead and opt into this program?
Yeah, is it?
This does not have.
No,
yes. It doesn't have extra cost. It's already included on the package.
Okay.
All right. Let me add you. Okay. Now let's go ahead and talk about your Yelp. So you don't have a Yelp page yet, correct?
No, I don't.
Okay. Would you like us to create one for you?
Yes, that's fine.
Okay, perfect. So we're going to go ahead and create a Yelp page for you. Once it's set up, we will let you know, and we will also like grant you access so you can go ahead and check it out. So check it out as well. Next is your Facebook business page. You don't have a business Facebook page yet, right?
I do, yes.
Oh, you do? Okay.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Oh, sorry. I missed the note that you do have a business Facebook page. Okay. Do you have access to it?
Yes, I do.
Perfect. So let's go ahead and grant us access so we can go ahead and start your ads running. I'm going to send you an email on how to grant us access. Okay, where is it? Okay. So let me just go ahead and send you this email. This will give us instructions on how you're going to add us as admin. All right, it's already in queue. You just give it a few seconds. Okay, it should be on your email now. Could you please check?
Yep, I'm looking at my email. I might have to refresh it.
So it should say grant us access to your Facebook business page to get your ads running.
Okay. Okay.
No. Mm-hmm. No problem. Okay. Did you see our email?
Yes, I just got it.
All right, perfect. So let's go ahead and do this. So it will have like the instructions on how we can go, how you can grant us access. So just go ahead and first, please click the link and then just follow the steps.
Okay.
It should say like, confirm to grant access and then connect Facebook. It will then take you to the page where you're going to connect your Facebook. It will say Lead C is requesting access to, and then you just have to continue with your account.
Okay.
And then it will direct you to Facebook. So if you are already logged in, it will ask you to go ahead and like continue. Or if not, it will ask you to log in and then just go ahead and confirm access.
Okay.
Yes. Then once it's successfully connected, it will say Local Splash is now connected to your Facebook assets. Once it's done, please do let me know. I'll go ahead and check here if we have successfully connected your account or if you have like granted us access.
I have a question. If it's linked to a Facebook, how, like, would I need to unlink it or What would I have to log into that Facebook, or how does that work?
Do you mean if it's linked to your personal Facebook account?
Yes, like whenever it was created through a personal Facebook account.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's right. Actually, that's right. When you create a business page, there should be like a personal Facebook account that needed to be linked. Don't worry, because we will not have like the, how do you call that? There's no way for us to access your personal Facebook mm-hmm. page. Yes, that's right. So basically, you're just granting us admin access to go ahead and, manage your Facebook business page, run your ads, but you are still the owner because you're the one who created it and it's linked to your personal account. So you will still have access to it. You are the main owner. Only we are just admins. And you don't need to disconnect your personal account. And I don't think there is really like a process to disconnect it, because you are the owner and you created it.
Yeah. Okay. Because I was trying to see if it had like a email that I could log in with, but whenever I try to type in the email, it's saying that it's not an existing account.
Valid. It should be, okay, when you created your business page, this is like really a business page, not a personal one that you made like a business account.
Yeah, so like whenever I go on the page, it says see dashboard, advertise, and then it has page settings. So it's not like a regular account.
That's actually a real business page. Okay, so let's go ahead and walk through the process. So let's see. When you go ahead and click the link, the link on the email, did you log in?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm trying to log in, but it's saying that it's not an existing account. So I'm probably going to have to log into my personal.
Yes, actually, you need to log into your personal account. When it asks you like to log into your Facebook, it's actually like requesting for you to log into your personal account, because that's the login that is being used for the business profile, because it's linked to your personal account.
Okay. So my girlfriend made the account for me. It's saying to continue as her name. Is that a problem?
If she did it, that means it is her personal account that is connected. Is that what you mean?
Yeah. So like whenever you go to the webpage, mm-hmm. it says ABG Floors, but, there is no way to log into it without logging into it from her account.
Okay, because I think it's her when it's asking you to log in, you should enter her login information for her Facebook account. Do you have access to that? Okay,
yes.
You did. And then after that, were you able to like successfully log in?
Yeah, it says continue as Tori. So do I just click continue?
Yes, that's right. Just continue as Tori.
Okay. Okay, it says manage your product catalogs, manage ads for ad accounts that you may have access to, manage your business, read content posted on the page, manage content. Okay.
It should say Lidzi is requesting access to... And then you continue as your name, as the name of your girlfriend, because it's registered to her. And then there should be like confirm access.
Okay.
So you have to select the page, or you have to select your business page.
Okay, it says ADD 4s.
Yes, choose that one and then confirm access.
Yep, I did.
Perfect. Okay, perfect. You've done it right. I see here that you have already granted us access to the Facebook business page. Okay, that's perfect. So let's go ahead and continue. So your Facebook is done. Okay, so you do have your Facebook ads as part of your subscription. Would you like to go ahead and like send us images of that we could go ahead and use for the Facebook ads?
Yeah, one of the images is already on the Facebook page. I don't know if that matters or not, but some of the nicer work is on Facebook already.
On Facebook, I see. I can just go ahead and note here to use,
the nicer pictures.
Okay, perfect. We can, how about this? Would you be able, because I'll be sending you an email which would say like photos email, because we'll be building your website as well, and we are going to build your Google business profile. Would you be able to like get those pictures from your Facebook account or, you know, just all the pictures that you have, and you can send it over to us?
Okay.
All right. I will also note here, for your Facebook ads, use images from Facebook business page. Okay. Now, once your ads, Facebook ads are up and running, your customers will have the ability to go ahead and contact you through your ads. So we have three options that we could use. One is they can do form fill. So they are going to fill up a form, and once they hit send, it will be emailed to you and sent via text message as well in real time, so you can get back to your customers and then contact them. Second option would be the calls. So if they select call, you get a call directly to your phone number right away. And then next is the Facebook Messenger. So it works the same as how we use the personal Facebook Messenger, only you have to switch accounts. So when you are on your personal account, you have to switch account to Facebook, the business page, in order to see the message. But you will get notified by Facebook if you have a new message. So which one would you like to use?
The call.
Call. Okay, that's a great choice. All right, and then do you have like any preferred time of availability? Because we'll be like contacting you in the next few days if you have like any questions while we're setting up your account.
No, there's no preferred time.
Okay, just call any time. And then do you have a logo?
I do not have a logo. This is a pretty new thing. So I haven't came up with a logo yet.
Well, no problem. Would you like us to create a generic logo for you?
Yeah, that'll be fun. Could I approve it first?
Of course, definitely. I can go ahead and basically once the logo is up, you can go ahead and like view it before it, we can use that one. So I'll put a note here. Do you have like anything, we can create a generic logo for you, but we can also like do a customized logo. You can tell me like any specifications that you have, or would you rather us create a generic logo first? You'll check it out and let us know if you wanted revisions.
You guys can just create the generic, and then I can check and see if it's something I like.
Okay, gotcha. All right, so I've noted here to send you the logo first before posting to accounts for client approval. All righty. Okay. Now, next year, you will be receiving a few emails from us in the next few days. As I mentioned earlier, the first email will be the keywords email. So please go ahead and review them. If you want to make changes or add any other keywords, just go ahead and just reply to my email with the changes that you want. Second would be the photos email. These are the pictures that you have. You know, it could be your completed work from the before and after pictures. So we will use this to your for your Google Business profile and your website as well. You can add up to 20 pictures on that email. Just make sure that they follow the criteria that they do. You know, they have good quality. And then also please know that we will temporarily use high quality stock photos for the new website. Now, if in case any of the images you have provided are of low quality and we feel that, you know, it won't best represent your business, then stock photos will be used temporarily. Now, please keep in mind that these are general photos related to your industry, and if you see any photos that may not apply, please go ahead and let us know. We will go ahead and remove or replace these images. Also, all of our photos are copyright protected, so if you get any emails or calls in regards to copyright issues with the photos, please let us know before answering these inquiries. Also, within a few days, you will be receiving an email with your login credentials for your client dashboard. This will allow you to track and manage your company's online performance. Also, this is mobile friendly, so you can log in from anywhere. Also, your client dashboard will go ahead and show you how many calls and clicks you are receiving and what keywords your customers are using to find you, as well as the directories that will list your business on. Okay. Also, you will be receiving the call tracking email. So this will allow you to see what number we have chosen for you to promote, as well as where to view the reporting for the call tracking number. Again, you will be able to track and manage your phone calls, block any unnecessary calls, and manage any calls that will benefit your business. Now, let me tell you about time frame and what to expect. So with Local Splash, your online information will be monitored and corrected on a daily basis. So we will submit your business information and the contents that we have created for you to different directories. We will optimize your Google Business profile once we have that one verified. And you should be able to see results within 45 to 60 days. Now, please don't forget, you can visit your dashboard to see your listings. You can create posts and update your contents. Next is I wanted to remind you about scam calls. Now, this one is very important. All of your listings will be promoted and optimized, which will benefit you with more online presence. Now, please know, this can result to all types of calls. This could be like service requests, calls from your competitors, along with many others. Now, any solicitor calls or text message from companies claiming to be Google or companies like Townsquare, especially networks, you know, they could be like requesting extra money to verify or complete your Google business profile. Please know that these are scam calls, okay? If you have any questions, please give us a call first before responding to any of these requests that you might receive, okay?
Okay.
All right. Now, as we get close to finishing up this call, we will be following up with you in 3 weeks to touch base with you and, you know, just to see how your account is progressing. So 3 weeks, that is going to be 11th of September. Is that a good day for you?
Yes, that's fine.
Okay. So we'll make, would you like me to go ahead and like schedule you the same time as I called you?
Yeah, noon is fine. If noon is possible, that's better.
Is it noon time when I called you? Let me check your time zone.
I think it was
North
a little
Carolina.
Bit after.
Oh, would you like me to schedule you earlier? Oh, yes, because
fine.
I was delayed. I was actually delayed for an hour. Okay. Let me double check. So I was supposed to call you at noontime, right?
Yes, correct.
That was your noontime. Oh, okay. So, yeah, I'll just, because it's like 9 a.m. my time because we are in California. So, yeah, it will be like same time. I'll put 9 a.m. here. PST. Okay. So, yeah, this actually concludes our interview, Alexander. Yeah, I wanted to thank you for your patience and, you know, taking the time to answer all of my questions. Oh, by the way, in 5 to 7 days, please review all the information that has been submitted and then let us know if anything needs to be changed.